Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen. With me today, the dynamic duo of Daniel Mangana and Alex King. This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today. And yes, we have decided we are not going to leave anything more in the green room because the green room warm-up today, well, let's just put it this way. If we aren't laughing by the end of the show, it won't be our fault.
This is just green room was on fire.
It was.
Green room was on fire.
And
holy cow. Whoa. I don't even know how to prep everybody for what's coming today because right now I'm not sure what's coming today, but it's going to be good. I can tell you that much. So I'm just going to kind of settle myself down a little bit here and in preparation of what's coming up, I'm going to tell you, well, what's coming up because we've got some guests coming on over the next couple of weeks that I want to tell you about. Ooh. First and foremost, and there's some good ones in here too. Some really, really good ones actually.
Okay.
But first and foremost, this coming Tuesday, we've got Stacey Clunet joining us again from the Taya Group, the head coach of Taya. So that's going to be really cool. Next Friday, we have an LOA coach named, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing her name, Zara Mahoon, I believe is her name. And she's got an interesting take on how to deal with stuff not showing up. A little bit different from some of the other things that people have talked about. But the pièce de résistance is on Labor Day, Monday, September 6th. We have Bob Doyle, one of the presenters, The Secret, joining us here on the show. And he's going to be talking about his latest shtick, so to speak. He is now teaching all these concepts, but he's doing it without any reference to the law of attraction. He's doing it purely with scientific principles and stuff that science and medicine have come up with and so on and so forth. So it's going to be really interesting to hear what he has to present. Mm-hmm. And then the following day, Tuesday, that's Tuesday, September the 7th, we have Master Lama Rasaji joining us. He is one of only 12 Master Lamas in the world.
That's a help.
Well, no kidding. Yeah. But
so
beyond
Monday,
that.
You got Doily coming in on Monday the 6th.
Doily on Monday, yep. And then the Lama on Tuesday. And then Friday, we got Dave Strickland on the stream with David. So, I mean, this is going to be quite a period here. The next 10 days or so, it's going to be really, really something. So, yeah, something to look forward to. But I have a feeling somehow we're going to be setting the tenor of this in today's show, just based on what happened in the green rooms. And, you know, this is kind of like my way of hinting to Alex, do you want to bring this up? I'm not sure if you really do, but if you do,
gladly.
This is an opening for you. Okay, well then, you go for it. I'm going to sit back, and I'm just going to smile, and I'm going to shake my head,
gladly.
And I'm going to enjoy.
Where do I begin? Okay, so as we all know, and those of you who are new, I am planning a wedding, and we are about 2 months away, so it's crunch time.
Woo-hoo.
So it's about that time of the year where I call around and try to get quotes for makeup and hair for me and the groomswomen. And I did so, and I started with the spa that's on the premises of my venue. They, in turn, said to me they cannot accommodate my skin tone. So I, in turn, said to them, I'd like to speak with your manager.
I still can't believe people actually say those things. But sorry, continue the story.
It is what it is. I mean, I told the wedding planner what was going on. She was shocked. She's white, but she's shocked. And she's like, I don't understand. Why can't you bring your own makeup? Or why can't they order the makeup for you? I don't see what the problem is. So my mother had to explain to her what was really happening. And then she was like, but that's not how it should be. And sadly, my mother said, but that's how it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's not, that's only like the beginning of the story.
That was just Thursday. So then Friday.
So the race tested on Thursday.
Right?
On to Friday.
But, by the way, I want to point out that last Thursday, of course, we didn't do a show, but the last show we did was the previous Thursday, and we talked about racism.
Yeah.
So there was like a setup going on here, right?
Yeah.
I think we benefited this.
I think so too. Holy cow. Wow. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So, yes, racism should be abolished. Thank you. Yes.
I'm not sure how you do that, but that's, I agree with it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we all thought that and look where we are now.
That's right. Exactly.
We're trying. So anyways, I asked to speak with the owner. The owner wouldn't speak to me or they, thank you. So
what? Thirsty. I didn't hear that bit.
Yeah. The owner. Jenny.
Hi, everybody.
There he is.
Oh,
hey, guys, the prospective bridegroom. There he is. Hey.
Yeah.
Kenny.
I'm telling the story of what happened.
Oh, with the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, they were really unprofessional.
Yeah.
You think?
I think it was extremely, I was really upset about it. We almost didn't do our wedding there because of it all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But crazy.
We made sure they took care of everything and made it right because I'm not going to have her treated like that. Or anybody
good for
else.
You.
Anybody
good
else
for you.
At that, you know what I mean? But I won't run on about that, but you guys have fun.
All right.
And all the support to your podcast. Keep it up.
All righty. Thank you, Kenny.
Yep. Bye, guys.
All right. So, step two of the story.
So step two, they wouldn't let me speak with the owner. I was only speaking with the wedding planner. So she's apologizing, going back and forth. Then she's like, I'm going to call the owner at home. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to call my lawyer. So we went our separate ways. I spoke to some people that I know that were in this civil rights area, Black Lives Matter area, and they were all very supportive. So I said, from now on, I think you guys are going to have to speak with my representative because I don't feel comfortable doing this back and forth anymore. So that got into the ear of the Cape Codders owner. Because they share their co-owners, they share the whole venue. So he was like, okay, can we have a meeting on Wednesday where we can talk to you privately and see how to resolve this issue? So we talked on Wednesday and they expressed how sorry they were. They said that she made a mistake, but then they backpedaled because then they started telling me about all the Black people that they employ and all,
Well, that makes it all better. Don't you know
that?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
All the black people that they gave jobs to.
Right.
I'm not racist.
Right.
I'm not racist. I paid the national minimum. The national minimum average for my colored, African American slaves, workforce.
Exactly.
I felt that. Everything.
Thank you for counting your slaves for me, but I didn't need that information.
I didn't need a head count.
We don't think she's really racist because she's lived with a Cape Verdean for 6 years. I'm like, okay. So, anyways,
how did they live under the stairs? Did they work in the kitchens?
Walt's literally about to roll on the floor laughing.
Well, what else can you do? This is so ridiculous. The only thing you can do is laugh at it. Either that or else is scream and cry. I mean, there's not a whole lot of in between, you know?
But that wouldn't be very much a daily dose of happy, would it?
I skipped a part. On Saturday, they called me and said that they did have someone to do my makeup and they would give me 50% off. That was the initial deal. I was like, wait, you still want me to pay to use your spa that didn't want to do my makeup in the first place? This is confusing to me. So that's
when they wanted to do your makeup. They just didn't want to do your makeup.
Right. That makes sense to me. Like, make it make sense, Dan. Make it make sense.
Can't make sense.
Exactly. So I was like, so you had someone there the whole time that could have done it. And so that what makes what she just said worse. So that's when it got to the level of the owners calling me now. So the owner sat down with me and Kenny. And basically, after they did all the apologies and all their slave totals, they decided that they would comp our room for 5 days and we're getting the presidential suite. So.
Oh.
Which is, that's good. That's nice. You
that's
know.
A start.
Yeah.
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 This is where we begin.
Exactly.
Just say, look, you know, don't worry. We won't inspire everyone on the plantation to rise up and take over.
I was there on Thursday. I was there. I was like, literally, I was like, I will have a protest in 20 minutes. Don't play with me.
Wow.
Call George Soros and ask for the big guns. Sorry, I'm not going to do that again. I promise.
So that was my week.
That was more than a week, I think. That was like, you know,
it was less than a week because it was Thursday to Wednesday. So,
but that was a lifetime in 4 days. I mean, that was that was insane.
In stress levels, yes, it was.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's just cool.
I was so upset. I was like, I just don't. I was crying to Kenny. I was like, I don't understand why I'm being treated differently for being born this way. Like, it hurt to my core to be.
I was born this way.
Yeah, you know, like, it's, I didn't choose this, but I'm getting.
I didn't choose the chocolate life. The chocolate life chose me.
Big facts. Big facts.
Big facts get stats.
But yeah, it was rough, but Kenny had my back the whole time. So I wasn't in it alone.
And you're coming through it, and that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you may even be able to get to the point at some point where you can actually find appreciation somewhere in it, which is not going to be easy.
You did. Yeah. What was the appreciation? Well, my room was comp. Those rooms are like,
that's not too bad. Yeah.
$600 a night. So yeah, 5 days. I'll take it. And then in the midst of all this, Kenny and I started all of our friends and family have been getting engaged since we got engaged. So now one of my best friends. Oh, wow.
Well, so you started a trend is what you did.
Yeah, we started a trend. So one of my men of honor is just got engaged and he's having a destination wedding in Jamaica. So we're going to Jamaica next year.
Oh, yeah. All right. When's that happening?
August 2022.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good party.
Yep.
No doubt about that. All right. Well, okay. So, yeah.
I'm using my passport as an adult. I'm so excited.
Excellent. Excellent. Really, really good. Okay. Yeah. So, there's some good points of appreciation right there.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. And, you know, probably over time we'll find more, but.
I'm also grateful that I didn't have to cancel my wedding.
And yeah. That's a big deal right there.
Yeah. And that they're going above and beyond to make sure that my wedding is what it's supposed to be.
Took a little prodding, but they finally got there, you know. Yep. Progress is progress. That's the way I look at it. Exactly. Progress is always progress.
A few reminders of what century we're in and civil rights.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I also made a point to, because me and Kenny were looking at things and we were like, yeah, we noticed also when in your brochures and all your websites and everything, you have nobody but white people in your brochures. Mm. You don't show that you have diversity here. And they said, mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. We will do better in the future.
Okay.
Can I tell you a funny story about non-diverse brochures? Mm. I'm not going to say the city or the dentist office. However, I was staying with a friend.
What a setup. I love that one.
I was staying with a friend and her niece worked at a dentist office.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, are you doing anything today? I was like, not anything. Well, could you come down to my workplace? Because we'd like you to model for our promo photos for our dentist office.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you recognize, you see what's good here. Okay. I'm impressed with some specs.
Right.
This is my good side.
Okay. Yeah.
Get there and realize that they just needed somebody black for their promotional.
So it had nothing to do with your perfect teeth.
Nothing to do with anything or my profile. I came to find out that, yeah, they basically needed me to be their token brochure.
Wow. Yeah, that takes the wind right out of your sails.
We did, but I got some free whitening stuff, dentist grade whitening stuff.
Okay. Which was nice. All right.
But I did feel a bit naked and used afterwards.
Right.
Really nice teeth, but really naked and used.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's that story.
Yeah.
That actually does raise an interesting question, though. Let me bring it up with you guys and help me brainstorm on it. Because let's say you do have somebody running any business, doesn't matter what the business is, something that is public facing, right? So they're dealing with the public regularly. They realize that they've overlooked a very important thing. They have not shown any kind of diversity in their promotional materials, and they want to get something going there. But they don't want to make somebody feel like the token person. So how do you go about doing it?
You get a bunch of people.
Ah.
And you pay them.
What? Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
You get a bunch of different types of people.
You mean you do it professionally? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
Have you seen Woke yet? The Alex King.
I have not. I have not been watching TV, guys. Like, I swear
get
to you.
Get woke in your system.
Wait, whoa. Take a step back. You have not been watching TV?
I've been super busy.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're unwell or something like that.
No, I'm totally fine.
Okay. Good. I'm just checking. I want to make sure. I mean, you've been through a lot. Who knows, you know?
Oh, speaking of which, my fourth surgery is scheduled.
What? Say that again?
The rib removal surgery I have to have. That's it's now scheduled for November.
For November? Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
So another rough
important one. Well, depends on how you go at it, but it sounds like it could be a good thing.
I mean, if it solves all the issues, then yeah.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah.
Exactly.
Take it. So, this is my gift to you.
Because it... Because that's really the way to go after something like that, right?
Yeah.
There is a positive, a very strong positive side to that thing. So that's good. Okay. We're gonna focus on it over like the next month and a half or so.
Right.
Helping you prepare for it. But anyway, getting back to the first thing, I said it kind of half and, you know, tongue in cheek about what can you do? And I was really glad with what you said. But isn't it interesting how, you know, professionalism isn't the first thing that comes to mind for many people? Why would that be, I wonder?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if you're going to do something professional with almost anything else that you're doing with your marketing. Well, I mean, unless you're like me who, you know, tries not to spend any money on anything. That was my history for the longest period of time. But besides that, you know, if you're going to be in business and you're going to do some marketing, you kind of expect that it's going to cost some money in order to make it done right. And you make it part of the cost of doing business because that's where your business is coming from. That's the whole point of doing the marketing. Mm-hmm. So why would that be so difficult to make that connection? I don't quite get that part.
I don't know, man.
That's why I brought it up, because I knew that would be true, but I also knew why.
But if we knew the why, there wouldn't be an issue.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, actually we do know the why. We do know the why. It's because people forget who people are. People are people. Yeah. You just, you know, who's the person in this room? Oh, yeah, you are. Hello.
The ones that are human, the carbon-based life forms that happen to be human. Alex, you've got to watch Woke. You've got to watch it too. I watched the entire season in one day, in like a couple of hours. I watched it.
Wow.
Okay.
I pretended to go to bed early so I could watch it undisturbed and finish it.
How many episodes in that season?
13 or something like that. They're like 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Oh, short. Oh, I see. Okay.
It's all right. But there's a whole thing. There's a whole like storyline that goes about black people for hire because he was driving Uber.
Uh-huh.
And was like, I'm having a party. You should totally come to my party.
Whatever. Oh, no.
He was like the only, she paid him $300 to come to her party. And he was the only black guy at the party.
Of course.
And everyone's like, oh, fabulous. Please tell me more about your experiences. You have
that's
to watch
how
it. It's
Get Out
amazing.
Started. I don't like that at all.
What was that? Sorry?
I said, that's how Get Out started. I don't like that at all.
Oh, no. You got to watch this one. It's amazing.
Okay.
Witty, funny. It's the black guy from New Girl.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Who you kind of resemble.
Jeez. We're doing the same look like actor thing.
We don't all look the same. Okay.
I know.
But I'm going to take that one because he's beautiful.
Right.
But yeah, definitely give it a watch. But there's a whole thread about Blake, and he makes these T-shirts, and then he gets cancelled, and then this other thing comes up. It's great.
Oh, he got cancelled? Oh, no.
Yeah.
So
but
it's
based
idea
on a real guy.
But the series, though, the Woke series, that is the idea that this is like a series that's basically every single possible racist play you can have in one 13-episode series? Is that what it is?
No, it's not even that. It just challenges a lot of the dynamics and invites you to think differently about some of these things.
Oh, All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds intriguing.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Definitely some cool social commentary. But the premise of the show is that he's this black comic strip writer who people don't know he's black because you don't expect a comic strip writer to be black. Mm-hmm. And then he has an experience and he becomes woke. And he starts, like, things, inanimate objects start speaking to him in, like, a politically charged way. And he thinks he's going mad. And he starts to think he's going mad. Like, his pen starts drawing by itself and drawing this politically charged stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious.
He's channeling cartoons. That's cool.
He's channeling cartoons.
Automatic drawing.
Doesn't really work out for him, though. But watch the show.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I'm looking forward to season two, which I will also watch in a single day.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah. Now I have something. Well, actually, I have two things to watch now. So watching Woke is going to be one of them. And
what's the other one?
I'm trying to remember now. So it's...
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, was it Manifest or was it something else? No, it was Manifest. He was like, if just watch work. Watching it, I'm watching it.
No, just watch work. Just watch work. Don't watch the other one. Just watch work.
No. There's some. Oh, I know what it was. Stacy Clonet told me about something that's on Apple TV called. Oh, what's it called? Like Lasso, like Tom Lasso or something like that. It's a story of an American style football coach who goes, I think, to the UK. And becomes a European style football coach.
Yeah.
But he's like a super positive personality type. And so even though he knows nothing about soccer, you know, European football.
Yeah.
He ends up teaching the kids all kinds of life lessons. So
you mean football, the one you actually use your feet
for? Yeah, the actual one. Yeah. Right.
Not the culturally appropriated word that you guys
not the one,
your pigskin handball.
That's right.
Brenda Rogers wants to know the name of the show again, Daniel.
Woke. WOKE. Woke.
That's a tough one. Okay, well, that was quite the experience you had there. Let's just let's just keep focused on everything improving from here on out up until October. What is it? 20. What's the date? 22nd. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're looking forward to that too. That's going to be good. It's going to be really good. So I don't really have another topic to talk about. So I'm thinking maybe find some way to spin off of this, but I'm not sure where to spin it to.
I've got some good news to share.
Oh,
sure.
News.
I have my first live TV appearance.
Ooh.
On Monday. I had it on Monday. I was on TV. And I just found out just before we got on the show, I'm going to be on CBS New Haven in a couple of weeks.
No way.
New Haven, Connecticut? Yeah. Really?
Yes, New Haven, Connecticut. I'm going to be on your local
news. You got to give us the date and time so we can tune in.
Yeah, I will do. I will.
Yeah, because I'll get that TV.
I won't be able to get it, but he will.
I can get it. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you doing on the show?
I'm being interviewed about my work, about my controversial wording and naming of my work.
I'm so proud.
That is fabulous.
It was hilarious. So the interview I had on Monday, they called it Meditation, a First Class Ticket to Nowhere. And people were like, well, actually it's not Ticket to Nowhere. It actually saved my life. Okay. I'm like, maybe listen to the 6-minute interview before making a prat of yourself. Forming a judgment based on an erroneous opinion or something that actually is quite positive.
Yeah.
That's something I think everybody has done at one time or another. You just make a snap judgment because you hear a phrase that means a particular thing to you. And so you assume, well, it's got to be that. Everybody uses it that way.
It cracks me up every time because you can tell when you post something, you can like that. You can tell the people who just read the clickbait name and then start commenting before they click on the actual article to see what's going on.
One of the funniest ways that happened to me, guys.
What happened?
I wrote an article called Why I Love Donald Trump about 2 or 3 years ago. And I posted it. And I was like, thank God someone finally standing up for our president. All the pro-Trumpers like came out of the woodwork. Like, someone standing up for our president. You need to read it. And then was like,
I can't believe you. Do you know what this horrible orange man has done?
Read it. And then we did an updated version of the article when I pitched it to one of the magazines that I write for. They immediately rejected it. Like, you didn't read it, no. Did you? You just
rejected it. They don't have the vision. They don't have it.
You don't have the vision. You don't have the vision.
But it was so, thank God, someone standing up for our, a real American. No, not American. Not,
not making the political stance. But hey, be nice if you read it. You know, read the thing.
Exactly.
But yeah. There is a thing with headlines. And I'm not quite sure exactly where I want to go with this. But I have gotten to the point now. My only news consumption is reading Google News headlines. Mm-hmm. But I have become so jaded with them because they're so misleading mm-hmm. every single mm-hmm. time, over and over again. So that if I see a headline, and I've learned how to kind of pre-diagnose what the headline is likely really telling me about. Like, for instance, if the headline says could somewhere in it, I skip it. Because what they're trying to do is trying to pass off news that isn't really news, but it's actually an opinion piece that's designed to sound like news. Mm. And like, you know, if you're going to do an opinion piece, tell me that you're doing an opinion piece and now I want to read it. But if you're going to try to make it sound like it's news, I just lost interest. You know, yeah. So I do things like that. I just kind of, I've learned how to scan through and as a result, I don't read many articles. Like, nope, tip. Not reading that one. Nope.
I'm going to start doing that because when I open my Google, they get me every time with it. Is your fourth stimulus check coming?
That's right.
August, and I'm like, I'm clicking it. I gotta read it.
No, it ain't.
But now that I know about the Trump, plan, I'm not gonna fall for it anymore.
Yeah. I'm writing for more magazines and getting and pitching more magazines to write, it's like I'm understanding more about the science of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like you just want as much. You don't even care if people read this, do you? You just want something that's gonna click.
Oh, yeah, it's all about clickbait.
And speak to a particular opinion, even if I don't agree with it.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all it is with a lot of publications.
I should be writing for The Hill.
Hold on, that would be fascinating. I would love to see you writing for The Hill.
Yeah, the Changing America section. The Changing America section I should be writing for.
I would read that. That would be worth reading. I know that. That would be great.
So I'm looking forward to bringing my contrarian views to the center of American politics.
What is
The Hill? It's a newsy / opinion website.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff from across the political spectrum gets on there.
So like a political Reddit?
Yeah, mm-hmm. kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Mm-hmm. It yeah. usually has some news reference in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually not a good place to actually get news. If you're looking for hardcore news, you're not going to get it there. but if you're willing to recognize that, okay, here's the news item that came out 3 hours ago, and now they're going to comment on it, and they're going to have this particular spin on it that you can decide whether or not you like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a little value in there. Sometimes you'll even pick up a new fact somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So that's I'm what I'm thinking. Forward to that.
Dan writing for that was just like, I don't think the word contrarian really applies here. Cause that makes it sound like it's very calm. what we're talking about here is something that would turn the entire website on its ear and people would be saying, huh?
I'm what? Here all day. Here for it.
So we'll see. Yeah, The Changing America, a British child of immigrants writing for Changing America.
I will definitely see that. Send me the link when that's on.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted with that. But yeah, lots of cool stuff I put in.
But definitely let me know about the New Haven interview. I definitely want to see
that. Yeah, I think it's the 20th of September.
September 20th?
12:30. You
know, mm-hmm. 12:30? Okay, I'm going to make a note of that. September 20th, 12:30. Yeah, I got to see that one. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
And it was CBS, you said?
Yeah, CBS New Haven.
CBS, okay. All right. Noted. Got that one. Whew. So, hey, you're doing some good stuff. Well, plus also you made an announcement recently, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you do a promo on your Facebook page announcing that you got this new, I don't remember what it was, some new program going on?
I'm doing a workshop, an in-person workshop in Cabo, 8 to the 12th.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes, in Cabo. That's right.
Yeah, I'm doing it in person. I'm waiting to hear back from my camera guy if I can do a live stream. I'd like to be able to do a live stream too. But yeah, we're going to have 2 or 3 days. And because it's a workshop and not a retreat, it's like really, really reasonably priced compared to what we do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got, initially I was like, yeah, I have like 10 people, 9 people have already booked since yesterday. So wow. Now we're like, okay, we'll make it 20 and see what happens. So yeah, this has just been in my existing community now. I'm going to put it out to my Dreamer Den Facebook group this weekend and allow them to hop on. And then I email this next week and then we'll see. But I think we're probably going to see what we can do to get it done as a live stream, because I'm doing content I haven't done yet on the Alchemy of Abundance. Cool. So it's going to be Trey Nuio.
Is this content that's part of the book that you're working on, or is this completely outside that too?
Some of it will probably end up in the book, but it's called Beyond Abundance. We're looking at the alchemy of abundance. So there's going to be some teaching, some hot seat coaching. People are going to be doing some pairs work. I'll be doing some live visualizations. I might get my shaman Tim to come and do like a thing as well.
Ooh. So,
this is going to be good.
Yeah.
This is going to be really good.
Just a few $100 as well for people to come in person. Which I know people that paid me like grands before were probably really upset. I've been waiting for this one. Normally when I do a retreat, I pick them up from the airport. I put them in a lovely house. I have private chef come in and we go like on a boat or like when we went to Italy.
Well worth the money.
Yeah. Well worth it. And they're really small groups.
Yeah.
They're normally really small groups. Like I have people come to my house and we have like things at my house and blah, blah, blah. This time we're going to be like just, you know, like a room with the little tables and we're going to get in, do the thing. And then we'll give them lunch, but they're going to have to take care of their own bits. We might do like a VIP ticket where people can come and have dinner and stuff with me,
When does all this happen though?
The 8th to the 10th of October.
Oh, so it's pretty soon then.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. So if somebody wants to take advantage of that, they got to jump on board pretty quick.
The general public will be able to, if they're in my Dream with Dan Facebook group, they'll be able to register their interest, but a lot of people have already registered interest. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many of those additional speeches are going to be available. Whatever they're going to send to the
raffle, just to make it fair.
First come, first serve, baby.
Okay. I like that better.
Yeah, but if Javier comes back and he can do it, then we'll do a live stream for like $100 or something like that for people to get the live stream for the weekend.
Very cool. Yeah. Cool. That's really, really good. And well, on top of that, the fact that you've got, people in your group getting the word, that's basically a good reminder to any listener who's not a member of the group who's interested in something like this. You want to join the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's
we
the
do master
point.
Classes in there. We have cool stuff in there. Like I have guests come and do teachers and you get first dibs on stuff.
So yeah.
That makes sense.
That first dibs part is the biggest part, I think. I mean, the teaching is all good. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you want to have the ear. You want to know what's going on. Wow. Okay. This is quite a show today. We're always a little bit, eccentric here on Thursdays to say the least. Yeah, but this one's kind of out there, even for us. This is a little bit like we're carving out new territory today.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we're doing.
100%.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's see, what else is going on? Well, let's see. I'm looking at what's happening with my own stuff. Did I tell you guys that I got that software done?
Which software?
Back in May, Cindy Chavez and I, and at that point it was Monique Scott doing the show. Actually, it was in April. Now that I think about it, we did a show based on the work of Pam Grout, you know, the E squared and E cubed books, where you're basically doing these experiments to demonstrate for yourself that law of attraction works. So we were kind of doing it as part of the show. And one of those episodes, It actually led to Monique manifesting herself completely off the show, which was a little disappointing. But it also led to me getting a thought in the middle of the night. It occurred to me that if you are running your own Facebook group, you can pretty much do anything you want with it. And Facebook, as long as you're not violating their community standards, they leave you alone. And that there are actually people who charge for services within Facebook groups. So my blinding flash is, well, why aren't people charging for advertising in groups? And once I realized that was an okay thing, then I hired a software developer to create a plugin that works with a WordPress website to allow me to basically use the website to sell ad space, basically sell ad insertions into a group that I control, and then sell that to the people who are advertising there. And they've been doing free advertising up until now anyway. So they have a long track record. They know, you know, what kind of results they're getting. They keep coming back for more. And I'm not going to be charging a whole lot anyway. So I hired this programmer, and he finished the work about a week ago. And
so you've got a software that's going to allow people to sell ads in their Facebook groups.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm not ready to make this public yet. I'm not willing to distribute this yet.
You kind of made it public because you just spoke about it.
But you know what? I'm not ready to go public and sell, in the sense of selling about this. Let's put it that way. This is just for me, right? Because you, Daniel, you'll remember I reached out to you last June, I think it was, about finding investors and so forth. I said, well, I want to do my proof of concept first. Well, that's what this is. This is my proof of concept. That's where I am in this project right now.
Well, I'm all over it, by the way. Like,
all right. Over it. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. But the news this week is that it's really almost ready to go. I just have to get a few I's dotted and T's crossed. But then I actually have to launch and there's quite a bit of upfront management that has to be done. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I wasn't ready to do it. I was thinking, well, what is this? Am I resisting in some way? What's going on? And then I finally realized what it was. No, I'm in the middle of the gardening season. I got plenty to do. I don't need to do it right now. So I'm probably waiting until November 1st, about the time that we end the gardening season. I'm probably going to launch around then. But yeah, because there is some upfront work.
This is a multi-million dollar business.
I think it is, actually.
Yeah. I can think of right now, three or four mega high level entrepreneurs. If I said, hey, I've got this, people in the social media space, I said, hey, I've got this solution.
Well, do me a favor. Don't say that yet because I'm not ready to receive any inquiries from, that's down the road.
Let's make it happen when you are ready.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
I've got two one step away people from Russell Brunson, the guy that owns ClickFunnels. I've got two people that can get him on the phone.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
And I found out the other day that I can get Vishen Lakhani, the head of Mind Value, on the phone as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
My mate wanted to introduce me.
And then, you're also going to do a really cool hangout sometime next year, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, April.
In April. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I won't press you on that one because I know that you can't really talk about it just yet, but that one.
I can talk about that. I'm going to decorate it with Richard Branson and a load of high level.
Oh, you can talk about it. Okay. I wasn't sure. Sorry. I didn't want to push that one.
Oh, push away. Cause I'm excited.
Well, you should be. Branson, for goodness sake. I mean, holy cow. That is hot stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. So you definitely, you've got the
April
goods, man.
April 9th through 15th, I'm going to be in the British Virgin Islands.
Now that's what I'd like to have a live stream from, just to see the interaction. Just for that.
I'm going to be streaming the fudge out of that trip.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Streaming.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, it's going to be good stuff. Oh, our friend Steve Rowell jumped in and Marissa has Steve, and Lucas jumped in too. But Steve says, don't need a proof of concept. Don't need to test an idea. Just do it, Walt. It will work. Build it and they will come.
Facts.
I'm sure it's true, Steve. That's exactly what I'm afraid of right now because I'm not ready for it. I got to get myself in the right place for this thing.
And we've been admitting outright that he's afraid of the abundance. That's what he's admitting right now.
And this is one of the few times that has actually been true for me because I could see myself literally getting run over by this thing because it could happen so damn fast that I couldn't even react fast enough. Mm-hmm. So I need to be able to handle it. And that's really where the proof of concept is for. It's really not for anybody else, is for me. Right. I need to ramp up.
Yeah. Well, do it in your own time.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's going away.
Right.
There's no expiration date on it.
Doesn't come out with the idea before you, though.
Well, actually, probably a lot of people have come up with the idea. Nobody else has done it yet.
Right, but you just put it out here, so now everybody else is going to apply.
But I've been putting it out for the last few months anyway, so.
All right. As long as you're not, I'm cool with it.
If you're not subscribed, I honestly don't think there's anything here that I don't believe in having to corner the market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that's as, you know, pro free enterprise as you can be. You have to corner the market on something. That's what everybody who believes in that says. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, sure. You can make a lot of money if you corner the market, but why is it so important? Why is that the end all and be all?
Yeah.
Why can't we just have a great idea that gets out there and yeah, I'll make some good money off of it. That's great. You know, I don't need to run I'm not interested in being master of the universe. Well, actually I already am. We all are. Okay, when you really come down to it.
Our own universe.
You know, so what do I have to go prove it? This is like, you know, a testosterone thing. What is this? I don't understand. Why is that so important?
Oh God. No, we don't need a measuring contest. We're all
good. No, I mean, come on. So yeah, it's going to work out great. It's going to be good. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing ride to be a part of. I know that for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're here for the whole thing.
Yeah. You get front row seats. In fact, Daniel's actually going to probably build the front row for me. So that's going to be good. So that's one thing that's been going on. I'll also tell you a little bit of a polarity story going on that has been ongoing throughout the summer. As you guys know, I run my wife's gardening service and maintenance business. The entire summer has been searing heat or pouring rain.
Facts.
And we have continued that theme, the remainder of Hurricane Henry and then Tropical Storm Henry and then Tropical Depression Henry came through. Interesting little side note about that. Louise captures rainwater for her garden.
Mm-hmm.
In a big plastic tub so she can, you know, dip into it and because she likes the idea of using natural rainwater to water the garden. With the Henry storm, I think she got like 2.5 inches deep water. So 2.5 inches of rain is what that amounts to.
Mm-hmm.
The week before that, we just had a downpour. She got 4 inches out. She got more out of the downpour than she got out of Henry.
We didn't even get rain.
You just had sun. How did you do that? You guys were supposed to be at the center of the storm, and it just kind of missed you.
A cloud in the sky.
It was crazy.
There was sun showers for like 5 seconds, and then
that was it.
So there was like the ground got wet, and then it was gone.
You just sent the storm to New York City is all you did.
And I was like, I was prepared. I had candles. I had flashlights. I hunkered down. I locked all the doors. I put the puppy pads on the floor so the dogs didn't have to go outside. All that. And the sun was out. We downloaded movies. We were hunkered down.
You were ready.
Ready.
You were down for it.
All the power banks, charge all the phones. Nothing. We at the end of the day, we ended up going to the beach, actually.
Did you really?
Wow. Yeah.
We just got drenched. I mean, I remember you sent me a note asking whether or not, you know,
how I was doing. Heading out to Rhode Island, Connecticut. Yeah. So I was like, let me make sure Walt is alive.
And all that was happening was we were getting wet.
Yeah.
I mean, at the height of the storm, the worst part of the storm, I look outside and the trees are going, oh.
The trees were sighing.
They were sighing. Like, oh, yeah, we're blowing around.
Oh my God.
I have a wind spinner out front in the garden space that often gets knocked off during a heavy windstorm. The wind spinner was barely even spinning.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what the storm was like. Yeah. So,
oh, man. The one time I watched the news, that's what happens. That's why I don't watch
it. But we did have a light flicker. We lost lights for like, you know, 0.3 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a non-event. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I'm going to soak up some of that energy because we've got the tail of a hurricane due to hit us next week. So I'm
going
to soak in all this non-eventuality.
Yes, hold it right out to the earth. It's fine.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the right thing to do. Yeah. That's exactly the right thing to do. You're basically.
Walk on by.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Walk on by.
Do, 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 do. He even turns it into a soundtrack. I like
that. Of course. Like most that. Of life when you're singing a song.
Right?
Yes. So anyway, the reason I brought up the whole thing about the polarity is that I realized I'd been getting myself into, I'd been kind of allowing myself to get thrown by all the polarity. Heavy rain, searing heat, knocking the schedule all over the place. I mean, we really don't even have a schedule. I track stuff on a calendar and tell people where they're going to go for the next day and so forth, but calling it a schedule would be giving it more credit than it deserves. Because there's no rhyme or reason to it anymore. It's just, okay, let's plug somebody over there and plug somebody over there because that person's been waiting a week. That person's been waiting 10 days. And, oh, my God, I forgot about him. That's actually what we're calling scheduling these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I was getting, well, kind of the way I just described it. I was getting all worked up and getting so frustrated that I couldn't meet all the needs that I wanted to. I mean, I was trying so hard. I got somebody new in as a gardener because one of my best gardeners – is dealing with a terminally ill father right now. So she's off, I said, just spend as much time as you need to, spend all the time that you need. So she may be gone for the season. I don't even know when she's going to be back. Mm-hmm. Another one who's been with us for years and years and years and years, she's kind of, I could tell for quite some time, she's kind of burning out a little bit. So mm-hmm. she's been kind of taking a step too, but we brought other people through. And because of the first one being away for an indeterminate amount of time, I found somebody else to come in. And the day that I hired her, she had a pet service, like a dog walking service, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
After I hired her, actually we, because Louise and I do the interviews together. After we hired her, like an hour later, she goes to walk a dog and she hurts her back.
Oh, come on now.
And then the next day she's trying to stretch her back out and she stretches it out so far that she falls on the floor and can't get up. It was like the commercial.
I fall and
I can't get up. It was so like it. She actually, fortunately she had her cell phone. She had to call 911. She had to call for an ambulance.
Oh my God.
Lift her up.
And get her to the hospital.
I take back my laughter. It's serious.
But then she got to the hospital and they did all the tests and there was nothing wrong with her.
She just pulled a muscle.
They couldn't even say that.
How fascinating.
This is where it started occurring to me. This is like Louise Hay and others like Louise Hay who've written about symptoms and how they're actually emotional expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And as I learned more about what's been going on in her life, she has literally been carrying too much.
Oh.
She's going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through disposition of house and cars and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Her grown kids are going through stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. it's like one thing on top of another. All the stuff that she's going through, which certainly she manifested. I mean, I didn't actually tell that to her because I don't, impose my stuff on people.
She literally crumbled under the weight of her own stress.
Yeah, she crumbled under her own stress, right. Mm-hmm. And so since then... And this is the really interesting part. Since then, she's been giving me a stream of texts, keeping me up to date, which I asked her to do, and mm-hmm. basically saying every single time that she sends a text message, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I'm asking myself, okay, there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
There's something going on here. And I don't have to know what the whole pattern is, but clearly she's got a vibration that she's built up. And that vibration is leading her to not be able to do the job that she wants to do. She keeps telling me how much I want to do the job. I want to do the job. I really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest one was, and the latest one was, well, she thinks she can start maybe in about a week. So there are two facets to that story that I've been working on. One is what's going on with her. The second one is what's going on with me because I attracted that. What the hell did I do? But I must have done something because that... I think it ties into how I've been reacting to this whole high polarity season that we've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hired her, I can kind of look back and say, you know what? I was hiring from a position of fear. And so I got more reason to be afraid.
Yep.
And when I realized that, that's when I laughed. I just burst out laughing like, oh my God, I did it to myself again. Because we can't get away with anything, right?
Yeah. Nope.
You know, every single time that something manifests that comes out of something we did, it's like, oh, palm to forehead.
That was me.
I just did it again. Like, oh, wow.
I did it again. But it's my turn. Yeah.
Hashtag free Britney.
Hashtag beautiful. Isn't she free absolutely now? Beautiful. Didn't have that?
She's free.
Oh, has that completed? I mean, I don't really pay attention to what's been going on there.
There was a thing, wasn't there a thing like all these things from the 2000s are back? Britney's free. J-Lo's back with Ben Affleck and some other weird stuff.
Yep.
Wow. I thought it was a joke, but it's real.
It's real. That's why it's funny.
she wanted to get her some Batman.
Oh, okay.
Good day, sir. Good day.
So just touching on Britney for a moment, basically what we're saying is she had some sort of a change in her legal status that she's been trying to work for years. Is that what happened here?
Yeah, her father's been in charge of all her money, basically. Yeah, her entire life. She couldn't even stop working to get pregnant because that would impede on his checks.
No. So
she couldn't, she was not even in charge of her own uterus. So yeah. Her father finally stepped down. Yeah.
So he was like pressured out or something.
Really weird. She went to court.
Yeah.
She got a court rule for her. Ah, okay. Yeah.
He had a court order. He had a court order for her though. He had a court order that meant that he had those powers.
Yeah. But he was abusing weird stuff.
So the court reversed it or something?
So she said, allegedly, we don't know.
Mm.
We don't know what's going on.
That's true.
Maybe her new boo is trying to get her free so he can knock her up and get some of that Mooney. We don't know.
That's what they all do. That's what Kevin Federline did.
Yeah. Get some of that reverse child support. That is good. All the time. That is good. All the time, boy. In Barbados, you say God is good all the time.
That's fun. That's.
Yes, we are breaking new boundaries today.
Every day.
Well, especially today.
Every day.
Today.
Every day. Every day.
Yeah. We're.
I love when Walt can't even finish his sentences.
I can't even finish the sentence out.
Oh, man.
Like, I wonder if the people that were like, when is this show going to return to seriousness? Not on a Thursday. Not on a Thursday.
No.
Not on a Thursday.
See, there are different ways to do your daily dose of happy. And we've demonstrated that with the Thursday show. The Thursday show, basically the way you get to your happy spot is by taking nothing seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's essentially
apart from that which we told you to take seriously.
I love the eyes.
Yeah. They're looking into my eyes to be hypnotized. Exactly what happened. Facts only.
But it's true. Has there ever been a serious concept presented here on the show where we didn't find some way to also laugh at the same time?
Not once, not never.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Any seriousness kind of descends into nonsensity.
Yeah.
It does, ultimately. Yeah, if you got to break up at some point. If you don't, yeah,
that's the way I like it.
Well, if you don't, you end up bringing yourself down. That's probably the number one cause of going down the spiral.
Yeah.
You just take it too seriously, and then you're back down there again.
Mm-hmm.
None of us are getting out of this thing alive, so.
Fact. And that's a good thing. It is. It's a good thing.
I made it to the other side with my body. No, leave that behind. State. Release the bonds of physical form and return to energy and pure light.
Oh my God. Plus. Bringing your body is so last reincarnation.
Like, oh my God. Like, why would you even do that?
Come on, guy.
She has like legs and boobs. Like, why not just be light, bro? Oh my God. Just be light, you know. Oh my God.
Nothing serious going on here, folks. That is the fact.
Not whatsoever.
Not one thing. Not a bit. Not even a little. Sorry. If you were looking for it, sorry. You have to look at another show. It's not going to happen.
I'd have to go right now, the second Dido on the nose of the hour.
That's all right, because I got to wrap up with a couple of promos to remind people about what's happening. But
okay.
I got to thank you guys before you wander separate. Off. Thank you for today's laugh, because I did need it.
No problem.
I really did need it. It was good. And I think listeners needed it too. So
yeah.
Good.
Very I needed valuable. It too.
You especially did after what you went through. Yeah. Did it help?
Elevate your vibe.
I forget right. that. Times. Remember when I called last week and I was like, I'm not feeling very high vibe today. I forget that part that that's why I need to do the show.
Right. Right. Yeah. It almost doesn't matter what kind of situation you're in, what you're experiencing or whatever.
No.
Just jumping on the show just changes it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on Thursdays, but any of the days, all the days, it just shifts.
Yeah.
It just changes. So, all right. Lesson learned. There you go.
Yeah.
You got it. So everything's going to be flying so much higher from now on. Exactly. And I am looking forward to it. I'm really glad, first of all, you didn't have to move to a different place.
Right.
But I'm
it was impossible because of all the COVID brides, they've carried everything over. For like 2 years.
Yeah. And I was actually wondering about that. I was hoping that nothing was going to happen to, you know, like there's a surge going on with COVID and so forth. I was hoping they weren't going to find some way to, you know, knock out the program because of that. But
right.
I think we're close enough. That's probably not going to happen.
I think if anything, it'll be after, like more towards
November. Yeah. That's what I suspect too.
Yeah.
So you're getting in, as usual, you're getting it under the wire. That's good.
I just got good cosmic timing. That's me.
Beautiful timing, I have to say. So. All right. Well, Daniel, we know you got to get going, but thank you for all the crooning as usual. Beautiful stuff.
That's what I do, baby. That's what I do, y'all. Y'all know
what I'm doing.
I'm going to catch y'all next week up in this. All right. Peace out, y'all. It's good.
All righty.
Peace out, Boy Scout.
And I'm so glad that you're in a better space, too.
Yeah.
Because I could tell when we connected in the green room before the show, you were asking me, how are you doing? The usual thing we do. How are you doing? Yeah, I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. But I could tell there was something funky going on there.
Yeah, I was like, do I want to talk about it? Yeah, sure, why not? This is what this platform is for.
And I was glad. I was reluctant. I said so at the beginning of the show. I was, do I really want, I don't know if I bring this up. And I kind of hinted to you, sure you really want to do this?
I think stuff like this needs to be brought up into the open.
Yeah.
People aren't aware, and they may be doing the same types of things and not realizing how it affects other people.
Well, plus also, I think we do something that doesn't usually happen whenever a topic like this is brought up. Mm-hmm. We provide alternatives.
Yes.
That almost never happens. Usually it's all about finger pointing.
Yeah. Plus you and get three different points of views.
That helps. Yeah. But there are other shows, I mean, famous, you know, network TV shows that have multiple points of view. But they still find ways to be pointing fingers all the time.
And those shows are amazing for that purpose.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Literally, The View. Look how long that's been on.
There's an example. Yeah, an excellent example. But does anybody match what we're doing in terms of providing solutions?
I don't think so. I don't think so
either.
People just try so hard to push their point and point
out
that they don't add alternatives.
Exactly. So I'm proud of us for that.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So thank you for helping us get there.
That's no really problem.
Yeah. All right. So, little quick note. We're not doing a show tomorrow. Louise and I are beaching it. So we'll be catching you on Monday. Debbie G and Neo Positivity taking the day off. But we'll be back with Louie and Anne-Marie on Monday. So be a part of that. But thank you guys for all of your support. Thank you, live streamers, for your participation. And thank you, Alex, for telling the story that needed to be told. Mm-hmm. Really, really appreciate that. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.